1-800-259-9025.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, freetalklive.com. Ladies come first on Free Talk Live, so to the phones we go. It's Samantha in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. Me again.
Yes, it is.
I know I called in the other day. It was before the whole, like, Bush getting Libby out of jail thing had came out. And I remember telling y'all that the case was big. This was one of the first cases that came out when I started to follow politics. And I was waiting for the day for him to go to jail. And Bush just comes and, like, says no, clemency for no reason.
Yeah, it's good to know people in power, isn't it?
I mean, what the heck? Like, this was a big, he wasn't. 75% of people who do, like, obstruction of justice go to jail. What was so special about him? Like,
he's politically connected. If you know people who are in places of positions of power, they help you out. You scratch my back, I scratch yours, that sort of thing.
It's ridiculous, and it's, like, it's really ironic because it was, like, the day before 4th of July, like, Independence Day, and, like, oh, the justice system and stars and stripes and... Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. Like, is anybody going to do anything about this?
They do? He's the president. He's got the ability to pardon, and he can use it at will. Go ahead.
You're serious. Nobody can do anything about this.
Absolutely not.
Not a darn thing.
Oh, my gosh. This is horrible. Like, this isn't... And the whole, like, years of public service, that has nothing to do with anything. Like, his past, his employment, his public service, his family, or anything. It has nothing to do with what happened. And the fact that he's just, like, he uses that as a defense. What the heck?
Well, in the hands of a better man, the presidential pardon could be used to do some real good. For instance, I used to love what Harry Brown would say, the libertarian presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000, in his book, Why Government Doesn't Work. He has a very short chapter devoted to what he would do his first day in office were he elected to president. And the very first thing he did, which of course really warmed my heart, was that he said he would pardon every federal prisoner, because he's the president, so he can only pardon federal prisoners. He can't pardon state prisoners.
I don't believe that's true.
As I understand it, it is only federal prisoners. Otherwise, Harry Brown would have pardoned everyone.
I don't believe that's true. I mean, maybe he was mistaken.
I would think Harry Brown would have done a little more research than you.
When the president pardons somebody, it's on a state or federal level.
Well, why don't you look into that, Mark, and see if you can figure that out for sure. But anyway, Harry Brown said he would pardon every federal nonviolent drug offender in federal prison, which is a huge amount of people, and that would be just an awesome thing for a president to do. But usually, they're used for political purposes, to reward political friends or help protect political friends that have come under fire, which is exactly what happened here.
It's, like, really disgusting. And, like, the whole, like, drug thing, like, I don't understand that either. Like, I think if people don't use drugs, that's the problem. They're doing enough damage to themselves. It's just costing the taxpayer more money to keep them in jail.
Well, you're a sensible, logical person, Samantha, so you don't belong in political office. They don't think that way.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I'm just so angry because I don't think he should have just gotten off like that. And, like, what the hell, man? I really don't understand.
Well, you should understand now. I mean, it's easy to understand. Political connections are very important to these people, and they reward their friends and punish their enemies. That's what all politics is about, Samantha, rewarding friends and punishing enemies. You reward your buddies who are in industries that you like, and you punish their competition, or you create new rules and regulations that prevent new competition from entering the marketplace in the first place. And then you reward, and then you take some sweet, sweet government contracts, which are always paying far more than they should, and you hand them out to all your buddies in industry, and you don't give them to the other people. That's all. I mean, it's really just a game that these people play, except it's with our money, and it's a sickness. Samantha, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It wouldn't make sense, Mark, and I know you're busily looking into this, but it wouldn't make sense from a constitutional perspective in that, you know, if indeed the way the country was founded was based on federalism and these different states were supposed to have differing laws and that sort of thing, and they were supposed to compete at some level, which is barely even existing today, but... in concept at least, you know, the idea was that the states should set for themselves their rules, and the crimes that many of these people are convicted for in the states, they don't even have those crimes at the federal level. Most of the crimes that are at the federal level, like drug crimes, shouldn't exist at the federal level in the first place. So I would say that it's just by design, it doesn't work that way. The governors can pardon people.
You may be right. It says the pardon power for federal crimes is granted to the president by the United States Constitution.
Precisely. For federal crimes.
I didn't believe that.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dan in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Dan.
Yes. I called in a long while ago about the ACLU Day of Action. And
the ACLU what? I'm sorry, say again?
Day of Action.
Okay. Can you recap that? What was that?
It was on June 26th, and it basically was the ACLU trying to get people organized to petition Congress to restore habeas corpus was one of the main issues.
Okay.
And so closing Guantanamo and all that.
Got it.
You said call back with an update, so I'm going to. And so what happened is a bunch of people went up to Washington, and they had a rally or a protest, and then they also asked people to call in. And I can't quote any direct results because of the Day of Action, but I know that after the Day of Action, there was two Guantanamo detainees that were granted the habeas corpus writ by a judge. So at least that's two out of that heinous system. And also, the wiretapping, you may remember this, the Congress subpoenaed the White House about the wiretapping for documents relating to the illegal wiretapping. So,
okay.
And two which subpoenas, Bush said no. So that's not a whole lot of progress, but at least it's something. It's Congress doing something. And there's one more thing. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And there's one more thing I wanted to mention about the ACLU, and that's that they uncovered a manual from the Bush administration detailing tactics for suppressing protests at presidential appearances.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. The instructions that the Secret Service and the local police have to follow in order to keep the protesters in their little free speech zones, so they don't come and disrupt their coronations and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So. Their little speeches. So it's pretty sick.
Yeah,
thanks for the call, Dan. We appreciate it, Dan. 800-259-9231. So maybe they had some effect. Maybe it was just a coincidence that those two guys were given their habeas corpus rights back in Guantanamo. I don't know. I don't really feel like calling federal bureaucrats is that effective. But at the same time, Downsize DC, our friends over at DownsizeDC.org seem to think it's making a difference. So maybe if they do get enough phone calls, maybe they do feel the pressure to some extent.
Well, I think enough phone calls would make them feel the pressure. I just can't imagine what that number is.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Joe in California, listening on KSCO. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Joe, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Bush is a piker compared to Clinton when it comes to pardons.
Well, they're all bad. I think they're all scum, personally.
Well, Bush hasn't had his lame duck period yet, so I don't know whether...
He's a lame duck right now.
Well, no.
How many pardons did Clinton do at the end of his administration?
Right, but Bush hasn't come to the end of his administration. That's what I'm explaining to you.
Who cares anyway? They're all bad. I mean, they're all a bunch of power-mongering freaks, so I appreciate you bringing that up, but I'm in nobody's camp. I don't like George Bush. I don't like Bill Clinton. I don't like Ronald Reagan. I don't like George Bush. I don't like Nixon. I mean, you name them, they're scum. Joe, you're...
They're not all the same.
They're not all the
same.
Some
are worse than others.
Huh?
Some are worse than others. You had the plot by Osama bin Laden. That was all under Clinton's watch.
Clinton was in charge of Osama bin Laden.
You're going to defend Bush versus Clinton. I'm going to be happy to go ahead and tear you up on this. Why the hell haven't we caught Osama bin Laden yet?
Because it's...
Because George Bush doesn't give a damn about Osama bin Laden. That's why. Because it's the military-industrial complex that wants to spend your tax-paying money. Look, these people are all power-hungry freaks. And I don't care if it's Clinton or if it's Bush. It's all of them.
They're all bad. And the fact is, George Bush has increased the size of government far faster than Bill Clinton ever did.
Bush is a far better Democrat than Clinton ever was.
Why didn't when Clinton had him in the crosshairs four different times...
Because it's government, Joe, and government can't do anything right, regardless of who's in charge. More on the way. Thanks for the call. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait. I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 800-259-9231. 259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free. Some of those features include updates. You get signed up for the updates, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We just got off the phone with Joe out in California, listening in KSCO territory.
Right, and he's understandably confused.
Right.
Most radio shows out there are either left or right. You're either the blue team or the red team.
Right, so it's easy to mount an attack when you think you know what you're going up against.
Right. Well, you know, you could say whatever you want about the red team, but the blue team's worse.
Right.
And, you know, we just don't accept that. Look, you're not going to tell me that your cancer's slightly better than the other cancer, and I'm going to think that's okay. Look, these people are dirty,
politicians. Your cancer rots the brain, and my cancer rots the testicles. Now, we're going to argue over which one's worse.
You know, all of them use their power to reward their friends and punish their enemies.
Yep.
And I don't care whether it's Clinton or it's Bush. Now, personally,
or whoever comes next,
personally,
or is it Ron Paul?
When I look at the presidencies that we've experienced, and I think the presidencies are mostly defined by the things that occurred during them.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton had a pretty easy ride, and the economy grew under Clinton, and he didn't go killing too many people. I'll take...
He did drop bombs in Iraq. He did fight the Bosnia and Serbia. He put soldiers at risk. I mean, he's not quite as warmongering, but warmongering enough.
And the government didn't grow nearly as much under him, but he had a Republican Congress
through
most of his tenure, so
but,
he couldn't.
But the Republicans have been saying for years that they just want...
We're small government.
Right. Oh, we're small government. Vote us in. We got a plan to make everything smaller. And the reason why we couldn't do it with Reagan or Bush was because of the Democrats that were in the House, so they took over in the mid-1990s, and so then it was supposed to be happy time for the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
It was
happy time for the Republicans. They filled their pockets as much as they possibly could, and that's why America voted out the Republicans in 2006.
Right, but
and
what did they do? They voted in a bunch of Democrats.
I'm sure they didn't feel like they had any choices at all, but... You know, from as long as I can remember, my grandmother said, well, I'd like to have a mix of Republicans and Democrats. That way they can't steal too much. And sure
enough,
it's true. It's the truth. You know, I feel like the Clinton presidency was better than the Bush presidency. I feel like he was a better president, and I would much rather have him back, but...
I'd much rather Washington, D.C. get set on fire.
By any stretch.
I'd much rather the city burn to the ground.
Absolutely. I want a smaller government, and Clinton took very few steps in that direction.
1-800-259-9231. Hey, you know what? Most people don't even care about politics. Here's an interesting little study from Canada, of all places. I'm sure something similar has been done in the United States. This just came across my desk, and I found it fascinating. Most Canadians, according to Reuters, know so little about their own country that they would flunk the basic test that new immigrants are required to take before becoming citizens, according to a poll released on Friday.
Should we kick out the Americans that can't pass the citizenship test?
I doubt I could pass it.
Oh, I know I could.
The Ipsos Reid survey showed that 60% of Canadians would fail the test. A similar poll done in 1997, so 10 years earlier, showed a failure rate of 45%. So that's a pretty significant change. 15% more Canadians they can't pass the test now. Actually, I guess it's not really 15% more. It's actually more than 15% more. But nonetheless, it's a significant... More than half of Canadians can't pass their own citizenship test. Quote, Canadians appear to be losing knowledge when it comes to the most basic questions about Canadian history, politics, culture, and geography. They performed abysmally on some questions. Only 4%, for instance, knew the three requirements that a citizen had to meet before being able to vote, while only a third could correctly identify the number of provinces and territories. Just 8% of Canadians, you'd think they would know this one, knew that Queen Elizabeth II is the head of state. Isn't that the equivalent to Americans not knowing who the president is?
Well, she may be the head of state, but she doesn't have any kind of real power over in Canada. So it's a bit of a trick question. But how many provinces there are? That's the equivalent of asking Americans, how many states are there? I'll tell you, if you ask Americans that, you will get answers between 48 and 52.
Seriously?
Across
really?
All the. I'm sure that you will get them. I've heard people do it. 52 states, I swear.
The survey was carried out by the Dominion for the Dominion Institute, which aims to boost knowledge of Canadian history and values. It said all high school students should have to pass a special citizenship exam before they can graduate. Quote, "It's frankly disheartening to see the lack of progress made by our group and the countless of other organizations working to improve the civic literacy of Canadians over the past 10 years, said the co-founder of the Institute. And they did, it was a scientific survey, they did over 1,000 adults. And margin of error, 3.1 percentage points. Now, I don't think this is disheartening news. I think it's good news. It shows that people don't give a flip about your politics. They don't care about all your little government rules and regulations. It shows the fact that people just want to live their lives. They don't want to concern themselves with all this trivia, because that's all it is. It doesn't matter who the head of the state of Canada is to these people. What matters is getting food on the table for tomorrow night. What matters is getting the power bill paid. What matters is putting a little bit money into a bank account so their kids can go off to college, or so they can buy their next car, or they can pay their next mortgage payment. That's what matters to people. Politics doesn't matter to people. Politics only matters to political junkies and those who are in search of power. That's pretty much what who politics matters to. And, of course, it matters to the news media because it gives them something to talk about.
Well, it's not like they're even critical about it when they talk about politics. They just read the crap that's given to them.
It just gives them something to fill airtime with is what it does. Now, it gives us something to rail against because I'm personally apolitical. I wish politics would just disappear tomorrow. I wish it would just go away entirely. I have no use for it whatsoever. The only reason I'm involved is because I understand that it puts me in jeopardy, that these political things that go on in Washington, D.C., or up in Canada, or wherever your state house is, or your local government, these things put my freedom in jeopardy. That's why I'm involved. But most people, they don't want to get involved in all this. They just want to work and get drunk and smoke some pot and have fun and have sex and, you know, watch the new movie that came out. That's what people are concerned with in their lives. They're concerned with their kids and their dogs and their cats. Not politicians. Not the number of states or provinces or who's in charge or who the name of the... Most people don't even know who the vice president is.
They absolutely don't.
So I think this is good news. Thank goodness people are getting less interested in politics rather than more. Of course, you could say, well, Ian, you get on the air every night, try to get people active, try to get people activated. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying I'm happy because it shows that people don't care. I'm glad they don't care, because people shouldn't care about politics. And it should be a wake-up call to the political types out there that you are useless to most people. Most people could live without you just fine.
If people aren't active in politics, then that's when the political the politicians come and take your freedoms away, little by little, bit by bit. Whether it's the ability to allow people to smoke in your bar, or whether it's the ability to decide whether or not you can put on your seatbelt, or whether it's the ability to decide what you want to do with your money in the form of taxes.
But the trick is, you can't get people interested in doing politics, but hopefully we can get them interested in destroying politics, because they don't like it. People don't like the government. They don't like politics. They would like to get rid of it, and that's what I want to activate people to do, is oppose politics in general. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Your show, you take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features for free live streams are there. Broadband version, dial-up version, two sizes will fit virtually any internet connection for free. FreeTalkLive.com. So we'll continue the Canada theme here. I just happen to have a couple of Canadian-related stories. This one from Toronto. CTV reporting the police in Kitchener, Ontario, said it's too early to speculate whether an officer who misplaced his full-duty kit bag, which contained a gun, will be reprimanded for the incident. And I just love political doublespeak. It's just so funny to me, and it's kind of sad at the same time. Like the way these politicians talk, and it's actually not necessarily even the politicians, but in many cases the spokespeople for police departments, bureaucratic spokespeople, the way they talk, their language, they pepper it with such meaningless vocabulary. Listen to this. It's too early to speculate on whether or not the officer will be reprimanded for an incident that he caused. Well, wait till you find out what the incident was here in a moment. But they can't even speculate on it, Mark. It's too early to begin speculating. Speculating doesn't even mean anything. Speculating is just talking about something that might happen in the future, but they can't even begin to speculate. Anyway, Quote, naturally, we're going to have a comprehensive review and look at our practices, policies, and procedures, said Inspector Brian Larkin of the Waterloo Regional Police. Police continue to search for the undercover officer's bag that went missing during a drug investigation near Kitchener Collegiate Institute on Thursday. Larkin maintained this incident will act as a benchmark to ensure officers in the area are following a protocol up to national standards. Quote, we have obligation to our community to review our practices, how we deploy our plainclothed officers, and naturally, those are things that we'll be doing to ensure this won't happen again, and we can prevent this in the future. Here's what happened. The school was locked down on Thursday just after 1 o'clock in the afternoon in an effort to retrieve the full-duty kit bag, which contained a loaded gun, a duty belt, pepper spray, baton, police radio, and handcuffs. So the cop left his stuff on school campus on accident, and they shut down the entire campus and harassed and searched the students in order to try to retrieve the cop's stuff back. And guess what?
They didn't get it.
Our biggest concern is we have a pistol with ammunition that has gone stolen and is in the community, he said. Larkin explained police requested to have the school locked down and the students evacuated.
I'm sure there's lots of pistols with ammunition in the community, by the way.
Yeah, but when this one's used, it'll look like the cop shot somebody, I guess. The students were evacuated by individual classes to ensure their safety and also to ensure they could effectively search them. Students were searched and questioned as they were let out of the school. A canine unit also conducted a grid search of the area. Quote, once the school was empty, we actually enlisted the assistance of the Canadian Border Service agencies. They had four canines come up that specialize in firearm detection. And then we searched the school with the canines. You know, he almost sounds like he's got a bit of a, you know, hard one over this, doesn't he? Sounds like he's kind of excited.
Having fun?
Yeah, they really like this sort of thing. Larkin explained the gun was in the bag as opposed to on the officer in order to maintain the anonymity for the officer. Two plainclothes police officers had set the bag down just outside of apparently the school on Wednesday around noon and were alerted to some activity across the street. The officer had crossed the street and realized immediately he'd left a duffel bag behind on a grassy knoll and returned within 15 or 20 seconds, and the bag had been stolen already. Naturally, then, creating a very serious issue for them. Police are appealing to anybody who knows anything. They want them to come forward and snitch on somebody. But I just found it interesting that a cop makes a mistake, leaves his bag somewhere,
and they got to shut down the whole school.
And they shut down the entire school and use that as an excuse to search every single kid and sniff dogs around the whole school campus? What? Maybe they didn't even lose a bag, Mark. Is that possible? Maybe they were just looking for an excuse to search people. Would the police do something like that? They've certainly done things like that in America. They haven't used they don't bother using flimsy excuses in America. In America, they just come on in and kick in the doors and search people and bring dogs everywhere, and it's just a natural occurrence at many American
high schools.
Apparently,
they didn't search very well because they didn't find the gun.
No, they didn't. Well, they don't even know if it was a kid that took it.
It's true.
I think it was in the vicinity of the school, and so they searched the school.
Well, I guess that the school is the only place that they really can reasonably lock down.
That's a good point. And so this is something that happens more often than you think. Children, young people in high schools, and I think in some middle schools, they are subject to search at any old time on the drop of a hat at the whim of the local police chief and the school principal. They bring in the cops, and people don't bat an eye at it these days. They think they're keeping the kids safe. We need to keep the kids safe, so go in and search them. But no, schools are pretty safe places to begin with. There's really not that many incidents of gun violence or anything like that. This is an excuse to catch people with drugs. In my opinion, that's what this was. I think they made it up, personally. I think that this guy's bag was never lost.
You're a conspiracy nut.
I think the bag was never lost. I think they wanted an excuse to search the schools.
Nah, I'm sure he lost his bag.
Well, whatever. The fact is, they searched every single kid, and I wonder if they found anything else. They don't report it in the story, but if you're searching every kid at government high school, it's inevitable.
Seems likely you're going to find something.
You're going to find something they're not supposed to have. And finally, the final story from Canada here. This one ties back into immigration, which we've been discussing quite a bit here recently. U.S. software behemoth Microsoft Corporation said Thursday it'd be soon forced to open an office in Canada, lamenting tough immigration rules in the United States that make it difficult to hire foreign staff. Quote, it's about recruiting the best and brightest, and right now the majority of them are coming from overseas.
You mean our immigrant laws that are so important in having legal immigrants are failing us?
Right. Even the legal immigrants can't come here because, quote, the United States has immigration quotas and some limitations for bringing people in from outside the country. So it's like with the FCC and their licenses for radio stations. If you apply at a certain period of time when they're not taking applications, sorry, you're SOL. You can't even apply for a radio station permit. Same thing with immigration. If they filled up their little quota for this year from the amount of people that can come from India,
they'll
sorry.
Still take your application fee, though.
Oh, they will take your application fee for immigration?
I guess they probably would.
But sorry, you've been denied. You're going to have to wait until the door opens again, and then everyone else will rush in at the same time, and they'll arbitrarily decide who gets chosen to come in and who is chosen to be excluded.
You know, and the shut the borders down anti-immigration types, they'll just say, well, Microsoft is bad for moving across the border, but Microsoft just got sick of playing by these rules.
Right.
And
Microsoft has business to do.
This is what it's like when kids, there's one kid that decides they're the boss and they make a bunch of little rules, and then all the other kids are like, you know, I'm sick of playing with you.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
I'm going to Johnny's house.
Microsoft just said, we're tired of it. We're moving across the border. And they went to Canada, and now they're going to Canada, and they're going to hire people with Canada's less restrictive immigration rules.
That's exactly what they're going to do. And you mentioned earlier this week, Mark, when we had some of the xenophobes on the air, you pointed out to them that the United States economy is in tough shape right now. And you said it was shrinking, right? Is it shrinking?
No, the economy's growing just a little bit, but it would be shrinking if it wasn't for the illegal immigrants that have come here at this point.
Well, here's one example of exactly how the economy, one of the ways the economy is going to shrink. Businesses like Microsoft are going to throw up their hands, their proverbial hands, into the air, and they're going to walk right out of this country, set up their offices in other countries where they can get business done without having to deal with the stupid government bureaucracies and their damn rules. A little bit more from the story. Quote, the United States has these quotas that limits people from coming in outside of the country. That challenge is an opportunity for Canada in the sense that this will bring the top software developers to Canada. That's a quote from one of the Microsoft spokespeople.
Mm.
The development office will
want those, and the top software developers will then move away from the United States in order to get the better pay at Microsoft. Do we want those taxpayers going across the border? Well, too bad. We've made all these restrictive immigration rules in order to keep people from coming to this country.
Well, now, if they don't have a passport, then they won't be able to cross the border come January of 2008. Then they'll be trapped here. 800-259-9231. So they're opening the office in Vancouver, which is 3 hours north from their headquarters in Redmond, Washington. Eventually, they're saying initially it'll be staffed by 300 recruits worldwide from around the world recruited to Canada. Eventually, it could grow to as many as 1,000 employees. Those are 1,000 people that could be generating wealth here in America, but because of these stupid immigration laws, they won't be allowed to do that. More on the way. You take control. 800-259-9231.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You're being followed very, very closely. You zig, it zigs. You zag, it's right behind you, exactly where you want it to be, because it's your trailer. When I come back, I'll lead the lesson on how to follow.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindAShop.com. BG.
Whether it's horses or a new boat, you're towing weight worth pulling the right way. Here's advice to follow. First, never exceed towing capacity. Too much weight behind can do big damage to the vehicle and its tires in front. Next, pursue and purchase a weight-appropriate hitch, hitch ball, and ball mount. And finally, do you know the leading towing accessory? Though trailer lights and turn signals list, they all trail behind you, the driver. So for a towing experience worth its weight in gold, closely follow the safety rules of the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Even in these remaining moments, you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features we give them away, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You can help us spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp, like advertise, market, and promote. amp.freetalklive.com. You get some perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only chat room and forum. Some more details there for you. But basically, the idea is simple. You send in $3 a month. We turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, to getting the show on more radio stations, to getting more Internet listeners on board, and spreading liberty. It's a good thing. amp.freetalklive.com. So we've got an update for you out of Washington, D.C. We've been following this case, and I hadn't seen an update in quite a while. It seems like it's been at least a month or so since we heard anything. But the D.C. Madam case, as you may recall, there's a lady by the name of, what was her name, Pamela? Or no, that was the name of her business. Her business was named Pamela something and Associates.
Deborah Jean Palfrey.
Deborah Palfrey was running a call girl service, essentially. And she claims it's totally up and up. She claims it's just for massages.
Yes.
Yeah, they're just massaging people. There's no hanky-panky going on. But
only massaging in the right places.
But she's now facing some charges, and they had originally, she had this black book, right, with all kinds of phone numbers in it of her customers,
right,
of her clients in the Washington, D.C. area.
She realized that she was in a sort of a dangerous profession and that she needed a little leverage if ever anything bad went down. So she kept the telephone numbers of everybody.
For years.
Everybody who ever did business with her.
Right. And why, a very, very smart move. Girl obviously knows what she's doing. And when it comes to a $250 an hour escort,
yeah, there's probably a little bit of hanky-panky going on. And when it comes to that kind of money, there are probably some well-connected people that are engaging in business, shall we say. Some people in Washington, D.C. Who in Washington, D.C. would be able to afford $250 an hour?
Politicians?
Business people and lots of politicians and bureaucrats.
Lobbyists? Buy them for politicians.
Yeah, that's a possibility, too. Of course, lots of bureaucrats. Federal bureaucrats are very well paid.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be all kinds of interesting names attached to these numbers. So, of course, the judge put a restraining order against this woman, a gag order, essentially saying that you could not, Ms. Palfrey, you cannot sell these names, you cannot distribute these names, you are essentially prevented from doing anything with the names.
Mm-hmm.
And she had managed before the entire order came down to transfer some of the information to ABC News, and they outed one of the guys a few months ago. But now there's some good news, right, Mark? What's the latest?
It says a judge in the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. has lifted the temporary restraining order preventing the so-called D.C. Madam, Deborah Jane Palfrey, from selling or distributing the list of phone records from her escort business.
Excellent.
The list in question is the defendant's personal property, wrote the judge, and contains only a log of telephone numbers. Now, listen to this justification after here. I think it is neither seized by the government when it was searched. Now, he said it's the defendant's personal property as though that's it. It's the defendant's personal property. But then it wasn't seized by the government when it was when it searched the government, the defendant's residence in California, nor listed in the indictment, putting the defendant on notice as to which items of her property were subject to forfeiture. Well, the government didn't write down your that particular
piece
of property.
That's what it's all about. When it comes to the government, if they don't cross all their T's and dot all their I's, then a more honest judge like this one's going to toss it right out. And good for him.
Yep. The judge concluded the government had not satisfied the requirements of the forfeiture statute that would enable them to make the extraordinary step of freezing the property of an individual not yet convicted of any crime and barring her from giving that property away.
Awesome. That is the best news to come out of that case so far. Now, Ms. Palfrey, if she's smart, she's got people waiting in the wings already. She's got organizations just waiting to pick this thing up, just waiting to snatch up this list and run those numbers through some sort of a database scan and pull out the names that are attached to those numbers and then start asking questions.
You know, if these politicians have the hubris to tell us what we can do with our lives, the utter cojones to tell us that you can do this and you can't do that, and we're going to pass these laws, we're all going to vote on this crap and make you do what we want you to do. Don't you think they should follow those laws too?
You would think so.
And I don't want to see anybody get busted for prostitution.
I think it should be legal.
I feel like it should be legal. I really do. But when it comes to politicians, I might feel a little better about them getting busted, especially
Absolutely.
Nice high-up ones.
Especially the ones that get up behind their podiums and start preaching about morality and the law and how, they are such good people. They're good church-going Christians, and they would never do anything like this. And vote for me, and we'll make the America, we'll bring America to a more Christ-like state and blah, 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 all that crap. Well, I just relish it when these guys get caught with their pants down. I love it when that happens. Democrats, Republicans, whoever they are, if they're out there passing laws against certain types of behavior and then they get caught for that very, very behavior, that's just the sweetest of irony, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be too many of the politicians. It's usually those preachers that get caught. Seems to me.
Well, that's because the politicians are, fairly well insulated. They're buddy-buddy with the judge in a smaller town. Everybody knows everybody else. It's very rare those guys will get caught up in any mess. They don't use streetwalkers, so they don't get caught up in police stings. The only people that get busted for prostitution, for the most part, are street hookers and their johns. Because it's easy for the cops to run stings in those cases. All they have to do is put a semi-attractive woman on the side of the street and some, Daisy Dukes. And, whatever else they wear.
I've always heard that the attractive ones are cops. I don't know.
It's probably true.
Never picked up some woman walking along the side of the street.
Right, it's probably true. But it's an easy sting for them because then the horny guys, they come around, they look for some sex, they pick up the girl, they make a deal in the car, boom, you got a bust. As soon as that deal is made for the sex, as soon as the offer is made, the price is mentioned, then you've got a bust. But when it comes to the out-call girls and the in-call girls, they're almost invisible. They're completely off the radar. It's next to impossible to find out who they are or find out that they even exist, because people are very, very careful with who they give those phone numbers to and that information to. They're very careful about referrals in the in-call and out-call world. And 85% of prostitution is done via that sort of method.
Right.
It's via the girls that you call up, and they either come to your house. I believe that's in, I don't know, I get confused as to which one is which. I think it's out call when they come to your house, and then it's in call where you go to them, wherever they might happen to be operating out of. And how do you find those people?
Those are usually the lingerie shops and those kind of things. Those are the
right,
in-call.
That sort of thing. How do you find those girls?
Well, I would think that if the cops really wanted to bust the lingerie shops, it wouldn't be too darn difficult.
Well, they've done that too, but
not that many stories of it. They're much more likely to go after people that would use street hookers. That's much more fun for them. They want to get the Johns. They want to list their names in the paper. They want to ruin their lives.
And so, again, most of the industry is completely invisible to most people and to the cops as well. So that's why the politicians are relatively insulated, because the politicians aren't stupid enough, in most cases, to deal with street hookers. They've got the connections to get the in-call and out-call girls, and so they use them, and they're relatively safe. Now they've busted this Deborah Jane Palfrey, and the tables are about to get flipped. And I love it. 800-259-9231. It's just fun seeing these guys go down in flames. Of course, then they end up inevitably being replaced by another scumbag, because that's just the system. Power attracts the corrupt and those who are easily corruptible and those in search of power, and which is why it's, to throw it back to what we were talking about earlier with the Canadians not knowing who the Queen, not knowing that the Queen of Queen Elizabeth was in charge of their country, basically. People's just mass ignorance when it comes to politics. I think that people sort of perk up and they enjoy it, like I do, when politicians get busted, because they know they're scummy. They know they're just trashy people, and they don't want to get involved
in
politics at all, because who wants to mix it up with people like that? Who wants to even get close to those power seekers?
I don't know. I have in front of me the INS's current USCIS test questions. And these things are really easy. I don't
really
know how many Americans couldn't answer this.
Give me a couple examples.
What are the colors of the flag?
Red, white, blue.
How many stars are there on the flag?
50.
What color are the stars on our flag?
White.
What do the stars on the flag mean?
The states.
Okay, I'm going to skip up. Oh, who's the first president of the United States?
That's a trick question.
It is absolutely a
trick
question.
But I bet
question.
I know the answer is George Washington, but it's not the actual answer.
John Hanson is the name of the first president of the United
States. Right, there were something like 13 presidents before George Washington.
Right,
under the Articles of Confederation.
Under the Articles of Confederation, the guy who sat in sort of the Senate was the president of the United States of America.
Right.
And most people don't know that, and the answer to the question, I looked it up, was George Washington.
Yeah.
But, it's just easy stuff. What is the Constitution? Can the Constitution be changed? What is the judiciary branch of the government? What is the Bill of Rights?
I am very curious, though.
Who was the president that freed the slaves? Why did the pilgrims come to America?
So, I am curious, though, as to, what most Americans would have to say to those questions. Maybe someone will do that study and we'll find out about it. Anyway, we're back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.